You remember where Sherman's came from?
Yeah, about where the, they told me the name of that place. It's in the center part of Germany where the wall's at.
Berlin?
It's in that Berlin, one of them places. It's where that wall goes through there. Because I have met several of the people that came when I was working up on the gate. When I had my heart attack, they put me on the gates on the outside of that. And I met some fellas, some people that came from Germany.
And when was this? You were working on the what?
When I was working, they see, after I had my heart attack in 1958,
mm-hmm.
well then I'd have reoccurrences that was wrong, you know, and they fixed a job for me out on the gates, and I was, you might say, a gatekeeper for a while up there.
This was at the
Apache King Bull shook me at that time. Mm-hmm. And so these fellas came up there, and when they asked me my name, and they learned how to, knew how to spell it right off. And they said, you know, over there, where we're from, there's world of f***ers, and I said, without a doubt, there's some of your people.
Well, how is it spelled? Is it
And there's a lot of people who use two G's where I use one. And I've got two brothers I haven't seen since 1920.
Well, what did your father tell you about the, Germany?
Well, he didn't tell us too much about it. He had a book that he probably would do a little bit of explaining about it, you know, to us, something like that, but he didn't tell us too much. Only he told us about his boyhood days when he was growing up over in Germany, and he had only me as a support. See, when he left home, got him a job, he took care of some cattle for a fellow down on a place on a farm there in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And when it would be real cold, huddle up again one of them cows, keep warm.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like that in for him. He was 18 years old when all that was taking place. So Dad had one of these great long whips, black snake whips they call them, that's platted up over the handle. It was a great long keen rawhide cracker on it. But one day my dad decided that he would wean that fella once and for all. So he learned how to shoot rocks from the cracker of that whip. And he'd pick him out a rock that wouldn't sail. But
well, is the cracker the tip of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And sometimes it'd be that long, you know. And he'd tie that in that cracker of that whip. And he kept it going until he could hit exactly what he was aiming at. So he seen that fella coming one morning.
This is the man who owned the farm.
That's the man who owned the farm and the fella that Dad was working for. So, he decided that he would just give him a good lesson and be done with it. So he tied him a good sized rock, not too big, but just he caught him a good ways off and not too close. He didn't want to hurt him too bad, just enough to sting him a bit, and he caught him right between the eyes of the rock and knocked him flat on his back, and so he just threw the whip down and run off.
And so he left then?
Yeah, he came to the United States and joined the Army and fit in the Spanish American War here in the United States.
But I guess he just preferred to leave the country.
He just preferred to leave the country right there.
And move to another part of Germany.
And he just, no, he came, he got a, I forget how he told how he came to the States. I forget whether it was a freighter or how, but anyway, he made it to the States. And he loved this country so dearly, and he had the flag tattooed on the soft part of his arm there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can well remember his uniform. It was a blue uniform with gold braided, like the braided, you know,
mm-hmm.
on the shoulders of it. It was a very beautiful uniform. He was in the 5th Cavalry.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, she was born in Warrenton, Georgia. I believe it's known. Was it Warrenton? Anyway, it was a little town down in Georgia. I don't remember the